heart that I was not really trying to break the law, so therefore he did not impute that to me. He covered me. It's like when you go by and the speed trap is at 35 and you go by at 40, he covered for you. You just need to say, thank you, you covered for me, because he could have stopped you at 36. They covered for you. And so it is that Christ covers for us. And so here it is, we need to begin to understand that we should not live by the letter of the law, and neither does God expect us to live by the letter of the law, for the letter does what? Kills. And the Spirit makes life. You enjoy life. You will drive yourself nuts trying to obey every letter of the law. Let me give you an example. What is the intent of a stop sign? Stop. Yeah, that's it. Stop. Okay, stop. The reason that they want you to stop is to protect others and establish order. Okay, that's the intent of the law. When you stop, you don't hit the other guy, and it establishes a four-way stop, and you learn from drivers, the one on the right, you know, goes first, and if who stops for you, there's order, right? So that's the intent of the law. And so here you are, Brother Petrie, I like you sit on the front because I can use you a lot. Here you are driving your little car, your little truck, and you're not in a hurry at all. You're not in a hurry. It's not an emergency. You're not trying to break the law or anything. But you come up to the stop sign, and out there in that country mile, you know, and you come up to the stop sign, and you ease up there, and you look both ways. You can't see a car anywhere. So you don't come to a complete stop. You just ease on out into the... You broke the law. And it cost me $150 one time. My kids were with me. They remember. $150. I come out of that country town the boondocks is what I call it. And I eased up to that stop sign. I looked both ways. I saw a white car a mile down there. And it was the Smokey. And I told him, he said, you didn't see that stop sign? I said, no, sir, I really didn't. But I know it's there. I just didn't look. I just didn't see nobody coming but you. And you was a mile away. So you got to come to a complete stop. So he charged me with the letter of the law. And I just kept driving to Manny and paid my ticket right then and there, $150. But in the spirit of the law, I fulfilled the law. Because there was no one else coming. The intent of the law was to protect and to establish order. I fulfilled that. Had there been somebody coming, I would have stopped all the way. Are you understanding what I'm trying to teach you? So did I break the law? Yes, I broke the letter of the law. But I don't live by the letter. The law may live by the letter, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. I live by the spirit of the law. For the spirit gives me life, whereas the letter is killing. It's killing me to stop here when there's nobody coming. And here's the truth of it. After a while, you know, that stop sign, I got the ticket out. Later, they take it up and put a yield sign there. See, the law can do that. Now you say it's okay, when before you said I couldn't and I got a ticket for it, and now we can do what I just did that you gave me a ticket for. What's wrong with you people? You see, it brings out all kinds of aggravation. It's going to get worse in just a minute. So when you don't stop all the way, you broke the law. Did you sin? Well, technically. But if you want to live technically, you're never going to make heaven. You'll never make it. I'm just telling you, you'll never make it. You'll never make it because you will condemn your own self. And you'll always be, Jesus, forgive me, Jesus, forgive me, Jesus, forgive me, Jesus, forgive me. I live in the letter of the law. Now, why did they crucify Jesus? What grounds did they have to crucify Jesus? I'll tell you what it was. He broke the law. The letter of the law. And he broke it. This is the law he broke. Leviticus 24 and 16. In their minds he wrote. Moses wrote this law, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all of the congregation shall certainly stone him, as whether the stranger, as he that is born in the land, where he, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. So we find Jesus said he was the Son of God. He is guilty of blasphemy. Watch. He's at the end now. He's getting close to being crucified, John 19 and 6. And when the chief priest, therefore, and officers saw him, see, chief priest, officers. Oh, I'm going to get to you officers in a minute. The officers saw him. They cried out, saying, crucify him. Pilate said to them, take ye him and crucify him. I find no fault in him. I don't see it. The Jews answered him, oh, here it is. We have a law. I just read it to you. And by our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. And he went again into judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? Don't you know who I am, the judge, the governor? Jesus answered and said, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from a higher power, from above. Therefore, he that delivered me, watch this, he that delivered me unto you hath the greater sin. And from henceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against our king Caesar. The last job that I would want on earth is an officer. And we've had some visit, and I'm not saying that disrespectful. I'm just saying Jesus said that the greater sin is the officers that wrote the ticket than the judge that said you're guilty. Because he has to obey what you wrote. Last job I'd want is to be a cop that writes a ticket because I didn't stop all the way, when in fact he does the same thing. I'd hate to be the cop that wrote a ticket for someone that was going 65 in a 55 when in fact he does the same thing. You see what I'm trying to teach to you tonight? He's got the greater sin because it's his choice. But once you bring it to the judge, it is imputed. I'm glad that Christ covered me. He didn't come to write new laws. He said, I give you a new law. Whatsoever you think in your mind, as you think, so are you. Not as you do, but as you think, so are you. And so preaching the word of God as pastors and as preachers and as teachers and even as saints of God, we need to be careful that we don't judge one another by the letter of the law. And the Bible said, and you're guilty of the same. Isn't that what he said? You want to get the mote out of my eye and you can't get the beam out of yours. And what you're saying, you're guilty of the same. So as preaching to you in this congregation, I preach to you under the spirit of the law. You know why? I don't know the intent sometimes. But I got one who's got a sword. It's called the word of God. It's sharp and it's powerful. It cuts asunder the bone and the marrow, the soul and the spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You see, that fulfills the law. It's about the intents and the thoughts that you have and not always what you do. Paul was trying to find peace in his mind. I'd like to sing just an old song if you'll come up here. I know it's closing time, but I'd like to sing, if we could, that old song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, if that's all right with y'all. If not, then sing whatever you got. Be good. But I'm glad I got a friend. Isaiah said this. He said, the Lord is my lawgiver. The Lord is also my judge. Now, I like that. I like it when the lawgiver is the judge too. Hallelujah. Paul was trying to find peace with his war that's going on in his mind. Perhaps tonight I'm helping somebody that's got a war in their own mind or what's going on. And why do I keep doing what I don't want to do? And it's not always what you do. The Lord looks at the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And I want to help you understand that we should strive for perfection. But I'm here to tell you, you'll never reach it till you get up there. You'll never reach it. There's still people that make you angry. Hallelujah. There's still people that know how to push your buttons. There's still people you'll want to avoid in Kmart. But Paul made it very clear after he got an understanding of this. He said, then why are you subject to taste not, handle not, do not? Why are you preaching like that? You can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you better not do this, and you better not do that. When it ought to be from your heart. You don't want to do those things that are not right. Amen? So when we read the book, we find that ordinances are laws. And I'm not against ordinances that are good and wholesome, keep order. I'm not against the law. And he said he took the ordinances of men and nailed them to his cross. Ooh, let's clap our hands over that. He took the ordinances of men and he nailed them to his cross. He covers me. Brother, if it weren't for the blood of Jesus, I know I'm your pastor and I'm acting like I'm talking like I'm the rank sinner here tonight, but I'm just telling you, I know within me is no good thing. I know that. And if it's not for the mercy and the grace of God, I wouldn't be where I am today. And when my testimony finally pleases the Lord enough, I'll meet you in heaven. He'll take me on. But I still must need to do a little work down here. Let's sing this old song. Because I'm glad I got a friend in the courthouse. I'm glad I got a friend that's a lawgiver. I got a friend that's a judge. Hallelujah. He's the king.